You are listening to WSIU. This is In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. The state of Illinois recently extended a deadline for not-for-profits that are looking for help during the COVID-19 crisis and the amount of money available for bridge loans for small businesses. I talked with State Treasurer Michael Frerichs about the programs.
This is an impact investment loan program under which the state treasurer would make up to now $500 million in deposits available to financial institutions throughout the state at near zero rates to assist Illinois small businesses and nonprofits negatively affected by the COVID-19 pandemic.
And as we've said, this is an extension or an expansion of programs that were already in place. Is that right?
Yeah, well, a month ago, I announced the state treasurer's office had set aside $250 million to capitalize banks and credit unions so they, in turn, can help small businesses and nonprofits push through this crisis. We already have applications from 27 financial institutions for approximately $220 million that will be used to provide low-interest loans to these small businesses to keep their operations going.
The Bridge Loan Program allows you to work with local banks. What are the qualifications if a business owner wants to get involved?
So I'm the chief banker for the state of Illinois, but we don't have a state bank. We partner with financial institutions around the state of Illinois. Eligible Illinois businesses or nonprofits must have, one, been shut down or limited due to COVID-19. That now, unfortunately, applies to most everyone. Two, they have to have less than $1 million in liquid assets or $8 million in average annual receipts. And three, they have to be headquartered in the state of Illinois or agree to use the funds here in Illinois.
A lot of people have been watching Illinois' budget crisis for many years now, and they may see something like this and wonder, where are you getting the money for a program like this?
Yeah, I am the chief investment officer for the state of Illinois. We make a variety of investments out there, but one of the best investments we can make is in Illinois businesses. So the state of Illinois has over 700 different funds set aside for specific purposes, and while money is growing in those accounts, it is my job to invest that. Now, we have seen increasing investment returns every year I've been in office, but now with declining interest rates, that's going to be more difficult to maintain. But if we can help keep businesses doing business, we know that it's a lot easier to ramp up a struggling business than it is to restart a shuttered business. If we can help keep them in business, that will be a great investment of our dollars.
We've heard lots of frustration with programs from the federal and state level, whether it's the federal PPP program or the Illinois unemployment programs that are having a high volume and struggling to keep up. What's your office doing to make sure that this is available to people as easy as it can be?
Well, we have heard those frustrations. We're aware of them. That's why we designed this program to complement whatever the federal government was doing, not to be in competition with them. So for a lot of those businesses that were shut out of the federal PPP program, they can go to their local financial institution and see if there's something available from the state. Our program is not as generous as the loan forgiveness at the federal level, but for businesses struggling, our hope is we're providing something that can be helpful to them.
With so many offices closed right now, what's the best way to get information about this?
They can find information on our website at illinoistreasurer.gov. There'll be contact information there as well. Like most businesses, many businesses, we have been forced to work remotely. Most of our employees are working from home. So email is a better way to reach out to us at this point.
In addition to the bridge loans, not-for-profits are able to get some help as well. The charitable trust program is being extended.
Yeah, we pushed back the deadline for this because of the disruption that COVID-19 has caused. But we still encourage nonprofits out there to apply for Illinois' charitable trust program. The deadline has been pushed to April 30th this month.
And what are the qualifications there?
That can be used by smaller nonprofits out there for things dealing with food security, skills training, jobs training, or housing.
I imagine with a higher level of need, there's been quite a bit more interest in this program.
Well, since we started up this program, we've seen a large demand. We saw a big spike in interest during the government budget showdown, where the state of Illinois went a couple of years without having a budget in place, and we're seeing a similar spike right now. And this is a time for a lot of different people to pull together. There are a lot of people hurting out there, a lot of uncertainty, and we need all hands on deck to help others now lay the groundwork for recovery later.
Mike Frerichs is the treasurer for the state of Illinois. You can get more information at illinoistreasurer.gov. I'm Jennifer Fuller.